Wisconsin law doesn't allow foreign investors to buy more than 640 acres of state land. But a provision in the state's proposed next budget would lift that ban altogether. The governor says that move will bring Wisconsin in line with several international trade treaties. But Democratic members of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Small Business, and Tourism are telling Walker, not so fast. They want a public hearing. Senator Kathleen Vinehout of Alma says her constituents are worried that foreign buyers will drive up land costs. She says that's a concern that not everyone in the state can understand.
What I see is clouded by the fact that most of the people I talk with on a daily basis are rural and have their roots in the soil. So, you know, if I went to a group of people in Milwaukee, I might have a very different type of a conversation.
Recently, a company with Swiss ties called UBS AgriVest purchased 9,800 acres of farmland in Grant County in southwest Wisconsin. A call for comment was not returned. Democratic Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay says the senators want to know, among other things, what to do if foreign companies set up offices in the U.S. to get around the state's current partial ban.
We want to find out what has happened in other states, how this practice could impact our dairy industry, how it could impact our potential mining, how it could impact our property taxes.
Senators Vinehout and Hansen would like a public hearing next week. That decision will be up to Committee Chair Republican Senator Terry Moulton. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.